Section B.
强化提升。
第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
My goodness, your poor leg. What happened?
I broke it when I was skiing during the holiday.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Text 2.
Hi Mike, long time no see. Where have you been recently?
I have been to New York, Paris, and Tokyo. Text 3.
How far is it from your home to your company?
It takes about 10 minutes by bus.
That's not too far away. So, do you take the bus every day?
No, I usually walk to my company. It takes about 25 minutes.
Text 4.
Hello, Tony. Did you go for your interview yesterday?
Hi, Lisa. Yes, I did.
How did it go?
All right, I think. Text 5.
Didn't you attend the meeting either yesterday?
No, I had to go to the airport to see my uncle off.
B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
I'm really happy to hear your voice today.
Why? What happened?
Don't you know there was an earthquake last night? I'm calling you from France.
Yeah, I see. I'm so lucky to be alive.
How bad was it?
It damaged several tall buildings.
Really? What did you do at that time?
I stayed in bed.
Didn't you try to get outside?
No, I took 2 sleeping pills. I felt dizzy.
So what happened?
When I woke up, I found myself lying on the floor under the table. Some broken cups and saucers near my head.
I'm really happy to hear your voice today.
Why? What happened?
Don't you know there was an earthquake last night? I'm calling you from France.
Yeah, I see. I'm so lucky to be alive.
How bad was it?
It damaged several tall buildings.
Really? What did you do at that time?
I stayed in bed.
Didn't you try to get outside?
No, I took 2 sleeping pills. I felt dizzy.
So what happened?
When I woke up, I found myself lying on the floor under the table. Some broken cups and saucers near my head.
Listen to the seventh段材料，回答第八九题。
How did you find the football match yesterday afternoon?
Very exciting. The 2 teams both did very well in the match, and it was really a close game.
I liked it very much, too. But I missed the first part of the match.
What for?
Someone knocked into my bike on the way, and I fell off my bike.
Did you hurt yourself?
Yes, I hurt my left leg, and it hurt a lot. So I couldn't ride my bike. I had to walk slowly.
How late were you for the match?
When I got to the sports field, it was already 3:20.
Oh, you were 20 minutes late.
Yeah, it was really a pity. How did you find the football match yesterday afternoon?
Very exciting. The two teams both did very well in the match, and it was really a close game.
I liked it very much, too. But I missed the first part of the match.
What for?
Someone knocked into my bike on the way, and I fell off my bike.
Did you hurt yourself?
Yes, I hurt my left leg, and it hurt a lot. So I couldn't ride my bike. I had to walk slowly.
How late were you for the match?
When I got to the sports field, it was already 3:20.
Oh, you were 20 minutes late.
Yeah, it was really a pity. David, I heard you had an unpleasant experience when you were on holiday in Florida. What happened exactly?
We were having an enjoyable day out at a wildlife park, and suddenly a lion started roaring at me.
Oh, that must have been terrible.
Yes, it was. I started running away as fast as I could, and I didn't see where I was going. I ran into a tree and hit my head quite badly.
Oh, dear. You poor thing. And the lion?
Luckily, one of the park keepers put it back in its cage and called for first aid, so nothing more serious happened.
Oh, thank God. David, I heard you had an unpleasant experience when you were on holiday in Florida. What happened exactly?
We were having an enjoyable day out at a wildlife park, and suddenly a lion started roaring at me.
Oh, that must have been terrible.
Yes, it was. I started running away as fast as I could, and I didn't see where I was going. I ran into a tree and hit my head quite badly.
Oh, dear. You poor thing. And the lion?
Luckily, one of the park keepers put it back in its cage and called for first aid, so nothing more serious happened.
Oh, thank God.
Hi, Li Peng. How are you today?
Hi, Lucy. I'm fine. Come on in. Take a seat. Do you like coffee or tea?
Do you have any ice water? I'm dying of thirst. It's so hot today.
Okay, wait a sec. Here is your water.
Lee, here is the book you lent me last time. I finished reading it.
What do you think of it? Did you like it?
Yes. I thought it was exciting, but I didn't like the end. It was too sad. I thought they would meet each other again.
I didn't like the end either. By the way, when will you go back to America? The day after tomorrow?
No, I'll stay here for one more week. I have to finish my school paper before going back. Can I borrow another book to read on the plane?
Sure. Go to my study and pick one you like. They are all famous Chinese novels. I'm sure you'll like them.
Thank you for sharing. I'll return it to you as soon as I'm back from New York. Hi, Li Peng. How are you today?
Hi, Lucy. I'm fine. Come on in. Take a seat. Do you like coffee or tea?
Do you have any ice water? I'm dying of thirst. It's so hot today.
Okay, wait a sec. Here is your water.
Li, here is the book you lent me last time. I finished reading it.
What do you think of it? Did you like it?
Yes, I thought it was exciting, but I didn't like the end. It was too sad. I thought they would meet each other again.
I didn't like the end either. By the way, when will you go back to America? The day after tomorrow?
No, I'll stay here for one more week. I have to finish my school paper before going back. Can I borrow another book to read on the plane?
Sure. Go to my study and pick one you like. They are all famous Chinese novels. I'm sure you'll like them.
Thank you for sharing. I'll return it to you as soon as I'm back from New York.
In the 18th century, cities became larger and larger. People moved from the countryside and small towns to the cities because there was more work for them to do in the cities. On Sundays and holidays, they liked to leave the cities and have a good time in the countryside. But not every family had a horse or wagon. People wanted and needed another form of transportation. Inventors in many countries tried to meet this need. The first bicycle, which was very simple, appeared in 1790. People called it the horse on wheels. Then, in 1861, with many improvements, the bicycle became a practical form of transportation. People liked bikes because they weren't as expensive as horses. They didn't need to build a special house to keep them in, and they didn't have to feed them. They could ride them in the city and in the countryside. Everybody in the family could ride, men and women, girls and boys.
In the 18th century, cities became larger and larger. People moved from the countryside and small towns to the cities because there was more work for them to do in the cities. On Sundays and holidays, they liked to leave the cities and have a good time in the countryside. But not every family had a horse or a wagon. People wanted and needed another form of transportation. Inventors in many countries tried to meet this need. The first bicycle, which was very simple, appeared in 1790. People called it the horse on wheels. Then, in 1861, with many improvements, the bicycle became a practical form of transportation. People liked bikes because they weren't as expensive as horses. They didn't need to build a special house to keep them in, and they didn't have to feed them. They could ride them in the city and in the countryside. Everybody in the family could ride, men and women, girls and boys.